Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, and that topic is simply help wanted. Help wanted. If you walk into a restaurant or a convenience store or any little shop, every now and then you may see a sign on the window that says help wanted. The company may be understaffed and may not be serving clients as well as it would like, and also may not be getting a ton of applications in for people who want jobs. Therefore, they want to overtly advertise the fact that they are looking for help. Obviously, this is designed to spark individuals to fill out applications, to inquire about opportunities, and companies that are looking for help are very bold in expressing it by placing a sign prominently on the walls. Well, in this business world that we live in, as entrepreneurs, we come in contact with people every day. And although they don't have a sign on their chest or on their foreheads or hands, we know that everyone is looking for help. The greatest leaders, the best entrepreneurs, the ones who are most efficient at running their home-based businesses and see the greatest results are those who recognize that almost every individual they meet is actively and aggressively looking for help. It's the reason why over 79% of Americans are frustrated and disenchanted with the jobs they have right now. It's the reason why they're looking for new opportunities. It's the reason why the home-based business market continues to explode and expand, and why more and more people are taking the leap of faith and venturing into entrepreneurship. Well, there are four key components when we talk about help that every single person almost that we meet is looking for. And if we understand it, we'll know then better how to not only attract people and build our teams, but also to provide them with the help they need. HELP is our acronym for today. And that H in our HELP acronym reminds us that everybody wants to be heard. Yes, everyone wants to be heard. As exciting as our business opportunities are to talk about and speak about to other people, we've got to always think about the fact that people want to be heard. They want us to know their challenges and their triumphs, their struggles and their setbacks. They want us to know what their goals and aspirations are. Oftentimes, nobody listens to them in their 9-to-5 job that they may have, and they're looking for a voice or an ear, as it were, to hear their voices. I can remember going to a restaurant and parking my car with a valet, and he asked me, he says, "If you don't mind me asking, sir, what kind of work do you do?" Well, I understood that that question had a deeper meaning. And I told him, I said, "Well, some people call me a farmer because I specialize in growing those I meet." And I asked him a question, "How would you like to grow?" And the floodgates opened. He began to talk so freely about some of the challenges he was having and some of the goals he had set and how he never got an opportunity to go to college and he was looking for someone to give him a chance. And long story short, by listening to him, it seemed like a weight came off of his shoulders. And that's the same thing that happens when we listen to those and find out the why behind their motivations for excelling and advancing and growing and thriving. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to ask questions of those who want to join your team. Not in questions as you want to interrogate them, as it were, but questions that are open-ended and allow them to open up to you. That E in our HELP acronym reminds us that everyone wants to be encouraged. We can find discouragement anywhere. All you have to do is turn on the news and you'll be discouraged about the economy and the state of the global affairs. You'll be discouraged about tons of things just by turning on the channels. Some can get discouragement no matter where they go. They can get it from bosses at work. They can get it from several different places. But it's not often that we find true sources of encouragement. People are looking to be encouraged. They're looking for someone that can pat them on the back, that can tell them that they've got untapped potential. That's the reason why, in some cases, in some parts, why motivational seminars are packed all over the the country. It's the reason why, for a certain degree as well, that churches on Sundays are packed, because people want a word of encouragement. When I think about encouragement and discouragement, two insects come to mind. I think about the firefly and the mosquito. We've all seen a firefly, and we're fascinated when we see them. We don't see them often anymore, but at night, every now and then, in certain areas, and you can see fireflies, and we chase the firefly. We want to put it in a jar, and we want to cherish it. We want to look at it for a long time, because there's nothing like it on the planet. On the contrary, there's a mosquito. We run from the mosquito. We spray repellent on our bodies to stay away from the mosquito. The mosquito will cause us to run from him, whereas the firefly causes people to run to it. We want to be the firefly and never the mosquito. That L in our HELP acronym is leadership. People are looking for leadership. Everywhere you go, people want to be led. They want to follow in the footsteps of someone who can help them grow and expand and advance and thrive and excel. All those five phenomenal adjectives, they're looking for the leader. Now, you may have never considered yourself a leader. Many people say, hey, I hear them all the time. They'll say, DL, I'm not a leader, man. You know, you've got natural leadership qualities, and I'm not a leader. I would argue that as aggressively as I could, because we are all leaders. Remember, the sixth president of the United States, John Quincy Adams, once said, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. Think about that, my friends and neighbors. If our actions inspire other people to dream more than they ever dreamed before, and learn more than they ever learned before, do more and become more, then yes, we are leaders. Some people call them role models, and there are different titles for it, but at the end of the day, we are all leaders. And if we utilize our leadership skills, not by our words, but as the quote outlines, by our actions, then we can inspire people to accomplish greater and greater things. Finally, my friends, that P in our HELP acronym reminds us that everyone we meet is looking for protection. They want protection. Some see protection and stability and consistency of a paycheck. That's the reason why people work jobs that they hate and do things that they don't like and go into the grind every day of the rush hour traffic to and from work. They're doing it because that steady paycheck gives them a degree of protection. That's why the best way to protect your team is to help them improve their performance and production through guiding them towards consistent results. This way, they'll get a steady residual income. That's the best way to protect them. That's the most recession-proof income they could ever hope to have. And the goal of every leader should be, as you're building your team, make sure they're protected by guiding them to the levels of getting consistent results. Let them know the work involved in doing so, the struggles involved in doing so, and the discipline involved in doing so, and guide them toward the path of consistent results, and you will see that they feel more protected, and the more protected they feel, the harder they work. My friends and neighbors, everybody has a help wanted sign. It's just not as prominent as it may be in the restaurants and convenience stores, but everyone we meet is looking for help. They want to be heard. They want to be encouraged. They want to be led, and they want to be protected. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.